We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, did you find out when you were talking to Lee Sterling on hold if he wants Rollin' 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 as his music?
He told me not to play his song until he has a winning week.
I appreciate that kind of ownership of a bad weekend. Look, and I'll say this before I bring on Lee Sterling. I mean, hell, we spent, was it yesterday? No, Wednesday. We spent an hour playing back some of my radio crap. I've put up a lot of 2 and 6s in my life in radio. So, and I will continue to put up 2 and 6s up until Len gets smart and fires my ass.
Or gives us more stations. One of the two. One of the two is going to happen.
I'm like the living version of the producers. I keep failing my way into more success. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper, and his website is ParamountSports.com. ParamountSports.com, and on Twitter at Paramount Sports. I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking, gambling with him. And he's really usually very good with us. Happened to have an off week, and he's taking ownership. I guess you're taking ownership of it. Yes, Lee?
Absolutely. It's sobering. Even the dog didn't pay me much attention for 3 or 4 days. So it happens. And hit the library and spent a couple extra hours finding my mistakes. I do that even when I win. So I think that's important to realize the mistakes that you make. And sometimes you get lucky and you get some lucky wins and you got to figure out why you got lucky. But I think we'll get back on track. And I do not want Rawhide until I have a winning week again. So
that's fair.
Gotta
I
be
like
some
that.
Ownership there.
I like that. Lee Sterling again, 2 and 6 by my estimation last week, and I write myself notes after each of your games, and I generally write to myself winner or loser, so I know. On one of them, I had to write loser of epic proportion.
The Maryland game.
Yes, the Maryland game. The Maryland game, which was a Friday night game. I was in L.A., so I forgot to bet it because it started so early. Like, my head just wasn't wrapped around because I think it was a 4 o'clock kickoff in L.A. And right. So that game, you even won the money line on that game. I think Maryland was losing 80-0 right at half. All right. Well, listen, you're going to bounce back here. I can feel it.
Yes.
I feel it too.
All right. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website. Hurricanes, our Miami Hurricanes. They host Vatek on Saturday. They are a better team than Vatek. Should be an easy game for them, but I don't know with this Miami team. They are -14, 2-touchdown favorite right now.
Easy game. I mean, unless we're playing an FCS opponent, I don't see any game as easy from here on out. Here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that Hendon Hooker will take over for Willis as the quarterback. This kid's a tall, rangy kid, 6'4", goes about 220, more of a running threat than the other quarterback. They might play both of them. I can't get a real good feel on this kid. There's not much film on him from when he was in high school, and he was an all-state quarterback. I think his team won the state championship twice, but there's just not much film on him. Don't know whether he played at a smaller level or something, played at high school, Dudley High School. Haven't heard of that. I fly into Greensboro when I visit my daughter in North Carolina in college, but have not heard of that high school. I think you take Virginia Tech and the 14 points here. The total's in the mid-40s. Miami with the offensive line, an absolute mess, and the reports I'm getting, it's not getting any better in practice. Could it improve later in the season or next year? Absolutely. But Virginia Tech always gets up for this game, and they're coming off just getting whitewashed against Duke here. I'm going to take the points in Virginia Tech.
All right. And I know you're a Hurricanes fan. That's not easy for you to say. FSU, FAU, they're on bye weeks, but there are some other college games that are of interest to us. In fact, there's a game tonight. UCF is a 4-point favorite tonight at Cincinnati.
people are betting Cincinnati, like they're going to the window early and often. I don't see it. I think their defense is improved, and you know they have a coach that really has a Luke Fickell has a defensive background. He was at Ohio State, but they lost the last 2 years to UCF 38-13 and 51-23. Cincinnati, you know, they seem to have recovered after they lost 42-0 to Ohio State when they beat Marshall and Miami of Ohio pretty easily. But I just think that UCF's going to score on everyone. I think they have a pretty good pass defense, ranked number 8th nationally. And the combo right now is UCF quarterback Dillon Gabriel to number 13, Gabriel Davis, who has 25 receptions for 8 touchdowns here. I'm going to go with UCF. I think they win this game by a touchdown, 45-38.
All right. What about Crowder's Florida Gators? They're hosting Auburn Saturday, and Florida is getting 2.5 points at home.
Auburn is just so impressive right now. And here's what's really strange. The line keeps coming down. It's down to 2.5 points now. I think Auburn owns some real advantages. Their offensive line and defensive line just flat out, I think, stronger than Florida. Florida's offensive line is the biggest weakness with both teams. And the one perceived weakness, especially after week one for Auburn, was their quarterback, Bo Nix. But, you know, he's improved. He accounted for 391 yards last week in their big win over Mississippi State. And I will give you a caveat to this game. I don't think Florida can win this game unless they're plus 2 or more in turnover differential. It can happen. Florida Field, one of the toughest places to play. I think Auburn will probably win the game 26-20. We'll take Auburn. But if Florida wins, I do think that they're going to have to win the turnover battle by 2 or more.
You think they got a couple turnovers in them, Crowder?
Oh, yeah. Zuniga's coming back. They're front four. Babe, I'm with you, girl. They would get us 3 or 4 turnovers.
You're ready for this one, man.
That's a good game.
FIU, yeah. FIU is a 26.5-point favorite over Massachusetts.
UMass played Akron last week, two of the worst 6 teams. And I must have been – I was looking on YouTube. I found the game, and – I think they only had like 30 views. It must have been friends and family watching this. Both teams recruit a lot in South Florida. When I go to spring games in South Florida, I see their coaches like crazy, but two new coaching staffs, and it was just a poorly played game. They just don't have the talent. In fact, I was looking up, and I realized their roster was small. They only have 56 scholarship players right now, so they'll load up this year, probably sign 30, 32 guys, but FIU, I think they're underperforming. They really got jobbed a couple weeks ago. Did you watch the game when they played against Louisiana Tech, guys?
Was that the crazy cover at the end?
Yeah, where the onside kick was returned for the touchdown.
Yeah.
Before the half, the quarterback for FIU jumps over the top, either the quarterback or the running back, and he got in. Even the announcers, the whole game kept talking about it. They reviewed it. And then on top of that, the next score right before the half, when FIU did score, the quarterback gets hit like 4 or 5 yards into the end zone, and the FIU player, one of their linemen, was trying to protect the quarterback, kind of pushed the guy away. He took a flop, and they end up getting 15 yards flagged on him on the kickoff, and that cost him a field goal. So I think the officiating probably, you know, contributed to them losing that game there, and especially not getting the cover. I still think they're a pretty quality program here. They got a receiver, Austin Maloney. This guy last year had 30 targets to him. This year, more than 15. Every time they've targeted him, every time he's got a catchable ball, he's caught it. This guy caught 2 bombs last week. I just keep throwing the ball to this guy. So I think Maloney's going to burn the UMass secondary big time here. I like FIU, 56-24.
All right, Dolphins, we know, are on their bye week. Lee Sterling is with us, professional sports handicapper, and you can check out his website, ParamountSports.com. We always give you a chance to give us 3 random bets of your choice. Give us some winners this week, Lee.
Okay.
Bounce back week. Here we go. Bounce back week. Get in on the bounce back week, everybody.
Yep, that's it. And I expect I know it'll be good if I start getting some texts from you starting on Saturday night. And
nothing
I'm gonna give you
would
one
make me happier.
Two pros. and the college we're going to go with the Stanford-Washington game. And I'm going to give you another guy to watch. Everyone's watching Tua. Everyone's watching Justin Herbert. A third quarterback, I think, is going to emerge for maybe the potential number one draft spot, and it's Jacob Eason. If you remember him, he was at Georgia, gets hurt, and then comes back. When he comes back, it's Jake Fromm's job. What does he do? He transfers to Washington, sits out a year. Now he's having a stellar year, very similar to Justin Herbert, maybe a little stronger arm, not as mobile, but he's a pro-style quarterback. I think he's going to get drafted in the top 10. I'm 100% sure he's coming out unless he gets injured. So he will be a possible candidate. So people might want to watch this game. And I think that Stanford, as bad as they played, I think they're going to slow down the game. They're going to try to get off just 55 to 60 snaps. That means less possessions. When that happens, usually less scoring here. I think Stanford, even though they're not a top-quality team anymore, they still have some pride. And Washington, off some big wins, I think they might. You might see their C game. Washington wins the game but does not cover the 16.5.
All right, so Stanford plus the points. And then what are your other two games?
We're gonna go with the pros. And there's some trends going on in the pros right now. We haven't seen this in a while. Underdogs, 39-24-1, and road teams after last night, 41-22-1. We're going to go with a road team first, Minnesota Vikings minus the 5 against the Giants. I think without Barkley, it's going to finally set in. I think teams will have enough film on Jones here. And I think Minnesota, with their star receiver Diggs complaining, I think they're going to use the pass to set up the run. I think they score 30-plus points. They win and cover easily over the Giants. And I'm going to go against Buffalo. I had them last week. I thought it was a great spot for them. Josh Allen even has a decent game. They win the game outright. They still covered the 7 points. Tennessee is solid. Mariota's not thrown an interception this year. Quarterback situation of Buffalo. We don't know which quarterback is going to play, but neither of them, I don't think, will do much here. Give me Tennessee minus the 3.
All right, there you go. Lee Sterling. Again, the website, ParamountSports.com. He likes Stanford plus the points on Saturday. He likes the Vikings laying the points against the Giants Sunday. The Titans laying the points against the Bills on Sunday. He takes FIU. He takes Auburn over Florida. Takes UCF tonight at Cincinnati. And leans towards Vatek on Saturday against our Hurricanes. There you go. Lee Sterling, we want to hear Rawhide next week.
Rawhide, and if I keep winning, Have Gun Will Travel, Bonanza. We're going to run through the whole gamut of all the country, all those Westerns that everyone
good.
Knows and loves and gets
Sounds
us all
good.
Fired up.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
I believe in the bounce-back weeks. I believe in Lee Sterling, so. Yeah. I don't know if I could pull the trigger on the Vikings this week, though. I you know what I mean? Like, because you're betting against Daniel Jones, and he's gotten something special going.
Yeah.
And, man, those Vikings just seem to be in disarray.
That offense especially.
I mean, they're just in disarray. Like, he was talking about Stephon Diggs. I was watching the highlights, and we know earlier in the week Kirk Cousins apologized to Adam Thielen. And
now, Thielen came back and said he's okay, we're friends.
Like, I don't know. I'm having a tough time believing that the Vikings are not a team in disarray. Like,
circle the wagons type thought?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, they're not devoid of talent. They've got real talent on that team. Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen are two great receivers. Kirk Cousins had legit games.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I am torn
the other
on
ones.
That game. I'm torn on that game.
We got a number of other games to bet on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.